Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something really powerful within the Be Visionary Leadership Development Program. It's a tool we call the Frustration Filter.
That's right. And if you've just wrapped up your appreciation compass, well, you've already started mapping out those strengths that really resonate with you, those things you admire.
Exactly. So think of today's deep dive on the Frustration Filter as, you know, the logical next piece of the puzzle.
It is. It's exploring a different side of things. But it's an equally potent source of insight for leadership. Really helps you sculpt that authentic leadership identity even more.
Okay, so let's unpack that. What exactly is the frustration filter? What's the mission for everyone listening today?
Well, the core idea is pretty straightforward, actually. We're asking you to look back at challenging leadership experiences you've encountered.
The ones that maybe made you grit your teeth a bit. Those moments of real frustration.
Precisely. Those red flags, as we sometimes call them. But here's the key twist. The goal isn't just to vent or dwell on the negative. Far from it.
Right. It's about transformation.
Exactly. It's about taking those tough moments and transforming them, converting them into this really solid, unshakable clarity for your own leadership path. You're using them as guides, essentially.
Using frustration as a compass? I like that.
It really is like that. This frustration filter is specifically designed to help you pinpoint those specific leadership behaviors of things you saw or maybe experienced directly that just didn't sit right with you.
Okay.
And then, like you said, the transformation happens. You take those observations and turn them into a clear, actionable vision for the kind of leader you want to be. It's about using that discomfort for some profound personal growth.
And there's a story that really brings this home, isn't there, from one of BeVision RY's co-founders?
Absolutely. It's a great example. Early in her career, she found herself working for someone who was, let's just say, a textbook micromanager.
Oh, we've all heard stories like that.
Right. Constant nagging, zero empathy, just creating this atmosphere where, you know, trust couldn't grow, creativity felt stifled. It sounds really tough.
Yeah, stifling is a good word for it.
But it was right there. Yeah. In that really difficult, frustrating environment. That's where she forged this incredibly powerful commitment inside herself.
Okay, what was it?
She basically promised herself, she said, when I start leading people, I will be everything he is not.
Wow, that's potent.
Isn't it? That experience, that really deep-seated frustration, it didn't just leave a scar. It actually lit up her path forward. It's the perfect encapsulation of what the frustration filter is all about.
So taking those challenging observations and like alchemizing them into wisdom.
Exactly. You take what you absolutely know you don't want to be or do. And by defining that, it just throws this bright spotlight on what you must become instead.
That's a really powerful framing. It really makes you think. Sometimes the clearest way forward is defined by what you consciously choose to leave behind.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that, why is actively using this frustration filter so important for, you know, your own leadership journey?
We often talk about it as forging your leadership shield and sword. Think about it. Those specific actions or behaviors that triggered frustration in you, maybe disconnection, maybe even real pain.
Yeah.
They aren't just bad memories to be buried. They're actually signals. Unmistakable signals pointing you directly towards your unique leadership ideal. What feels wrong tells you a lot about what feels right for you.
Okay, so it's like your gut reaction is actually valuable data.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you connect that to the bigger picture, when you systematically identify what you just will not stand for in leadership, what you won't tolerate in others or yourself, you gain this incredible clarity. Almost unparalleled clarity.
Clarity on what you will stand for instead.
Precisely. What you will embody, what you will champion. This isn't just, you know, complaining or pointing fingers. It's actually a profound act of self-definition. You're building an internal compass.
An internal compass that warns you away from those pitfalls.
Exactly. Imagine you're facing a decision or a tough situation arises, and you have this clear stop sign in your mind, not driven by old pain, but by a deliberate, powerful commitment you've made to your authentic self. That's the essence of this anti-vision. It makes your desired path undeniable.
That's a really crucial distinction. Okay, so when you commit to that level of self-definition, what happens? What are the tangible results we're talking about?
Well, engaging properly with this frustration filter task leads to some really significant outcomes for your development.
Okay, like what?
First, and maybe the most powerful, is forging your anti-vision. You get crystal clear on defining those leadership pitfalls you absolutely vow to avoid. This creates a stark contrast, which really illuminates your own chosen path.
So knowing what you're not helps define what you are.
Perfectly put. Second, you'll be harvesting clarity from conflict, those moments of frustration, which may be felt confusing or just plain bad at the time. They transform. They become precise, actionable commitments for your future self. You're essentially refining this raw negative experience into something valuable and forward-looking, like turning lead into gold, in a way.
I like that analogy. Okay, what else?
Third, this whole process is about empowering your purpose. You're channeling that lived experience, the real stuff, into a deeper, more solid resolve to lead with real intention and integrity. It fuels your why.
It anchors your leadership and personal conviction.
Absolutely. And finally, all this hard work directly feeds into refining your LDP blueprint, mm-hmm. your leadership development plan. You're adding this essential, hard-won wisdom.
So the plan isn't just aspirational fluff.
Exactly. It ensures your blueprint reflects your core commitments, shaped not just by what you admire, but also critically by what you absolutely refuse to tolerate or replicate.
That feels really solid. Okay, that's compelling. So for everyone listening who's ready to roll up their sleeves and actually do this, how do we apply the filter? What are the steps?
All right, let's get into the nuts and bolts. The process is structured. It's designed to help you, you know, really look at those past negative experiences and distill them into positive clarity. And these insights, they directly inform your LDP.
Okay, step one.
Step one is to recall frustrating leadership behaviors. We call these the red flags.
Got it.
So you need to think back. Pinpoint specific instances where you saw or experienced leadership behaviors that really frustrated you, maybe caused disconnection, or actively hindered progress.
And these could come from anywhere, like a boss, a colleague.
Anywhere. Managers, sure, but also colleagues, public figures you've observed, maybe even family members or friends in leadership-like roles. The source doesn't matter as much as the behavior.
And you mentioned focusing on the behavior.
Yes, that's critical. Focus on what they actually did or maybe failed to do, rather than just labeling the person.
Okay, so instead of thinking my old boss was terrible.
Right, you'd pinpoint something specific, like my old boss consistently micromanaged tasks and never empowered the team to make decisions.
Or maybe I saw a leader publicly criticize team members, but offered zero support.
Perfect. Or they constantly made snap decisions without talking to the people who actually knew the subject. That specificity is what gives this exercise its power.
Okay, so identify the specific red flag behavior. Then what? Step two.
Step two is analyze the impact. We call this the resonance chamber. For each red flag behavior you've identified, you need to briefly unpack why it hit you negatively.
Why it mattered.
Exactly. What was the specific consequence? What was the impact of that behavior on you personally or on your team or just on the overall situation?
Okay, so following the example, if the red flag was publicly criticizing team members without support.
You'd then explain the impact. Maybe it frustrated you because it destroyed trust within the team, it created this environment of fear, and ultimately it just stifled any kind of creative thinking.
Got it. Understanding that fallout really clarifies why it's a behavior to avoid.
Precisely. Then comes step three. Identify the opposite. This is what we call the alchemist's transmutation. This is the core transformation step.
Okay, the alchemy part.
Right. Here you find the direct positive counterpart for each red flag behavior you've listed. What's the positive leadership quality or skill or competency that you wish had been shown instead?
Ah, so what should have happened?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And give that positive quality a clear, impactful name. You're literally taking that negative, frustrating experience and flipping it into a positive, desirable leadership quality you want to cultivate.
This feels like where the real value emerges. So using our examples, if the red flag was publicly criticizing.
The opposite might be something like empathetic accountability.
Yeah.
Still holding people accountable, but with understanding and support.
Okay. And if the red flag was, say, avoiding difficult conversations.
The opposite there could be courageous candor, the willingness to address tough issues directly but respectfully.
And maybe for blaming external factors.
You'd look for ownership and responsibility, someone who takes accountability rather than deflecting. You see how you're actively turning the negative into the precise positive you want to embody.
Yeah, that's really clear. It's constructive. But what if you get stuck? What if it's hard to name that positive opposite?
That's a great question, and we have a tool for that. Step four is use an AI to accelerate your insights.
Ah, interesting. Using AI for leadership development.
Absolutely. Think of tools like Google Notebook, ChatGPT, Gemini.
Yeah.
They can be fantastic brainstorming partners here.
How would that work?
You could simply feed the AI the frustrating behavior, the red flag you identified, Then you give it a prompt.
Like what kind of prompt?
Something like, okay, act as leadership development coach. Generate a list of skills and competencies that are missing for a leader who insert the red flag behavior here. For each skill, briefly explain how it helps reverse that negative behavior. The goal is a detailed, actionable list for a development plan.
That's a smart way to use AI. Get some options.
Exactly. It gives you suggestions, a starting point. But, and this is important, you are still in the driver's seat. You review the AI's list, see what resonates, and select the skills and competencies that genuinely align with your vision for yourself as a leader.
Okay, that makes sense. Use it as a tool, not a replacement for your own judgment.
Precisely.
So let's say you've gone through these steps, recalled the red flags, analyzed their impact, identified the positive opposites, maybe used AI to help refine. What's the actual thing you create? What's the deliverable?
Great question. The final output for this task is your frustration inventory. And this becomes a brand new tab right within your existing leadership development plan Google Sheet.
Okay, so it lives alongside the appreciation compass work.
Exactly. Yeah. It's the second crucial piece of your developing leadership blueprint, building block number two.
Got it. And how do you actually set that up? Is there a template?
Yes, absolutely. You'll get access to a specific template. You'll make a copy. Then you'll basically copy the content from that template.
Okay.
And paste it into a new tab in your master LDP Google Sheet. You'll rename that new tab something simple, like frustration.
Right. And what goes into this frustration tab? What are the columns?
It'll guide you, but essentially you'll have columns for. Column A, the frustrating behavior, that's your red flag. Column B, the impact of this behavior, why it resonated negatively.
Okay.
Then column C, the crucial one, the desired leadership quality, that powerful positive opposite you identified. And finally, there's a space, maybe column F, for your final skill set and competencies.
What goes in that last column?
That's where you consolidate things. You look across all your identified opposites, see if there are patterns, maybe group similar ideas, remove duplicates. It's about creating a refined inventory of the positive qualities you're committing to.
Makes sense. Sort of summarizing the key takeaways.
Exactly. All the specific step-by-step instructions, clicking links, copying, pasting, renaming tabs, visual guides if needed, all that will be super clear for you in your BeVisionary portal. No need to memorize it now.
Okay, good.
The main thing to grasp now is what you're documenting. Those red flags, their negative impact, and crucially, their powerful, positive opposites, the qualities you commit to embody.
And once that inventory is filled out,
you just follow the simple sharing instructions in the portal to submit your updated LDP sheet to us. The sheet saves automatically, so no worries there.
Perfect. It sounds like a really structured way to turn potentially negative experiences into something incredibly constructive.
That's exactly the intent. This work, you know, really clearly defining what you won't stand for and then actively transforming it into what you will champion. It's just such a powerful and honestly crucial step.
Yeah, it feels foundational for building that authentic, truly impactful leadership identity you mentioned earlier.
It really is. It's about using all your experiences, the good and the well, the frustrating, to genuinely sharpen your personal leadership philosophy.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, maybe a final thought for everyone embarking on this task.
Yeah. I think the question to really sit with as you do this work is, how will embracing your anti-vision, consciously knowing and committing to what you won't be, how will that uniquely empower you to lead? To lead with maybe unprecedented intention and integrity on your own path?
That's a great question to carry into the task. How does knowing your no empower your yes?
Exactly. We're genuinely excited to see the clarity and commitment that emerges for each of you through this process.